Kick-Ass Dice, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Kick-Ass Vets Podcast. This is episode 7, How to Be a Kick-Ass Locum or Relief Veterinarian. So, in today's vet world, there is a staffing crisis. It's present in the U.S., it's present in Canada, the U.K., Australia, everywhere. Due to the high levels of compassion fatigue and burnout, more and more vets are leaving the vet profession. That means that there are more vacancies to fill for clinics, and it also means that more vets are becoming frustrated with the dynamic of their day-to-day clinic as a full-time employee, and they are becoming locum or relief vets instead. And this podcast is all about how you can be a kick-ass vet locum for the clinic where you work, not only so that you're upholding your end of the bargain and being the best vet that you can be day to day, but also so that if the industry does change, that you're going to be the person that they call back to come in and work and hopefully, you know, create good relationships with clinics to make yourself happier as a vet. So let's jump right into it. Top 10 tip is to be positive. When clinics are hiring locums, it means that they're understaffed, which means that everybody is probably stressed out, burnt out, overworked, they're in a bind. And the last thing that you want to do when you walk into that clinic where everybody is already kind of downtrodden is to be another negative emotion or aura in that clinic. You want to be that positivity. You want to be that smile. You want to be that laugh. You want to be that person that walks in and everyone's like, yeah, you're here. This is awesome. And they know that they're going to have a good day. So try to be that person because that's going to make you much more valuable because it's going to lift the spirit of everyone you're working with and it's going to make you enjoy your day better. Next, look professional. You are a representation of every clinic that you work for, whether it's full-time, part-time, locum. So even though you're not a full-time employee and don't necessarily have a set uniform, you know, you might be just wearing your own clothes, make sure you look professional and make sure that you are doing the best you can to represent a solid, reliable, competent front for the clinic where you're working because you are an agent of that clinic when you're working there. The clients are coming in, they're already upset that they're seeing someone that they don't know. They're upset that they're seeing a locum that doesn't know Fluffy from when he was 2 years old or 2 months old. So it's really important for you from the very moment those clients see you to look the part, and looking professional is part of that. Another really important thing as a locum is to know your limits. Whether that has to do with the surgeries that you're willing or able to perform, whether that has to do with, you know, the number of hours that you're willing and able to work, all of these things are really important, and you don't want to go into a clinic and have a miscommunication about your skill level or whether or not you can perform certain tasks. You know, as a locum, you might show up and they might have a TTA surgery planned, but you've never done that surgery. So you need to make sure that A, you're willing to say, nope, that's not a surgery that I know how to do or am confident doing. But you also want to make sure that the clinic knows that before you get there so that they're not rescheduling things, further pissing off their clients. If you check out Vet Locum List, it allows you to list your level of comfort with certain surgeries and also has an area where you can type in any specific, you know, idiosyncrasies of your employment so that there's no miscommunication between yourself and a clinic when they're hiring you as a locum as to what you're able to do. The next point is to support the business. As we said before, as a locum, you're hired to be a representation of that clinic for the day. So don't go into the clinic and talk to the clients or talk to the staff and be like, oh, this clinic is not so good, or oh, you should go to this clinic, or, you know, some locums are touting their own home call businesses on the side. That's completely inappropriate. when you are working for a clinic for that day, you are an agent, you're an extension of their clinic, and make sure that you are supporting that business. That also means that it's very important that you estimate and you charge appropriately. Just because you're not there all the time doesn't mean that you don't have a financial responsibility to uphold your end of the bargain to that clinic, which means you need to bring money into that clinic so they can pay you. And it's really, really important. So if you don't know how to charge appropriately, ask the nurses there to make the estimate for you so that you're doing it properly. Ask the other vets on. It's really unfair for you as a locum to come in, underball price charge the clients, and then run away, especially when, as a locum, you've probably advocated a higher salary for yourself. Make sure that you're doing your part in justifying that higher salary. The next big step is to be adaptable. As a locum, you are going to master the skill of adaptability. Every clinic you walk into is going to be different. You can have used that same computer system at 5 different clinics, but the way that this clinic uses it is going to be slightly different. How they tape in their IV catheters, monitoring for surgeries, how they manage their cases, how they dispense medications, all of those things are going to be slightly different. And you are going to need to be resourceful and adaptable as you work at that clinic. If you're not sure how to use the computer system, or if it's the first time you're working at that clinic, show up 20 minutes early and play around with their computer system to get used to it. You know, you're not a full-time employee. It's not their job to spend hours training you up on their computer system. That's part of your job as a locum, is to be adaptable and be able to jump into those situations quickly. That's once again part of the reason that you're worth more per hour, is because you can just jump in and start working. That's what is expected of you as a locum. The next big thing is play nice. Play nice with others. You need to be able to work well with others as a locum, because every time you walk into a clinic, you're entering someone else's house. You're entering their turf, and it's really important that you get along with them and that you respect that you're in their zone. So, you know, you can't go around and pushing your own agendas. You have to make sure that you're playing nice with everyone else. And if you're not doing something in that moment and everyone else is busy, help out. Be part of their team. If you have a free minute, help with the laundry. Ask if you can make them a tea or coffee. Be friendly with everyone. And I can't stress this enough. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. You never know who is friends with who. You never know who's worked with who. You never know who is sleeping with who. If you don't have something nice to say, do not say anything at all. Don't cause drama. Don't gossip. Just play nice. The other big thing that's really important, you know, these are steps, tips 4 and 3, are communication and records. As a locum, you're new to that clinic. That means that the staff don't know you. That means that the clients don't know you. And that means that in a month or two, when that patient comes back in, you might not be around. That means that you need to have excellent communication with clients so that they feel competent and are confident with you. And also, you need to communicate what you're thinking and what you need to the staff appropriately. It's not someone that you've worked with for 10 years that can just magically predict your needs, as so many of our amazing nurses can. You need to very clearly verbalize exactly what you want and exactly what you need to the staff. And you also need to be excellent at communicating with clients so that some of that kind of stress of not having their vet is taken away. And records. You need to have excellent, amazing, pristine records. You want it so that someone can come in and read your records and know exactly what happened, exactly what the patient looked like, exactly what all of their problems were, exactly what was communicated with the client, what was offered, what was declined, exactly what happened in hospital, and so that if you cannot be contacted again, there is absolutely no question of what went down with that animal. In the blog, there is a template for a medical record that you can feel free to use at any time and copy and paste as needed. Having templates saves time, and as a locum, you know, you can carry around a USB stick, but that can be annoying if you're jumping computer to computer. So you can just pull up the template and use that as needed. Another big thing that should go without saying, but is really important as a locum, is to show up. You are not being hired as an extra hand as a locum. You are being hired when clinics are completely in a bind. They have no other options. They need to hire someone. Otherwise, they don't have a vet in the building. And they need you to show up. So if you're sick or if something has happened, make sure that A, you give as much possible notice as you can. B, if you're a little bit sick, still show up. Do everything in your power to be there. And if you desperately have to cancel, make sure that clinic knows that you are very sorry. It's not something you would normally do. Tell them the circumstance so that they'll use you again, because you will very quickly be marked as someone that isn't reliable and will not be hired again. On vet locum list, because there's a lot of times I've locum for a while, and a lot of times there's miscommunications about which dates and which hours, especially when it's just a phone call, vet locum list sends an email to both employee and employer about the dates, the hours, the rate, so that there's no miscommunication. So you can check that out and use that as a service as a locum. The other thing that you really want to do is you want to work independently and you want to work hard. You want to be there to help that clinic. You really want to be there to get in there, do what needs to be done, get the work done, and you want to make sure that the clinics are getting their money's worth. You don't want to sit around and be lazy. You don't want to be that person that's just kind of sapping time and energy from everyone else. You know, like I said, help with mopping, help with the laundry, do things that you can while you're there to make sure that you are worthwhile to the clinic. Not only will you feel better, the team will feel better, your energy will lift their spirits, and you'll be more likely to be hired again from that clinic in the future. So overall, you know, just work hard, try to be the best you can, really support the business. And if you don't know, ask and have excellent communication. And if you do that, then you are more likely to be rehired by that vet. You're more likely to have good word of mouth. The vet industry is very small. If you're, you know, not fun to work with, that's very quickly going to spread and you're not going to get work. And you'll be able to justify those higher locum wages that you've negotiated for. So try to be the best possible locum you can be for the clinics that you work for. And as always, advocate for yourself, because as you know, you're the only one that will, and we'll see you next time.